Simin Kuf Tadi Dalid, Sif Aleph. We'll first start with a little Hagdama. Hagdama, just what we saw in the Sugyo. The Nidainim in the Beis Yosef, and then we'll get to Halacha Maaseh Beis Hashem. I hope to only spend time on that which the Olam was Ma'arer. There's many Nidainim in the Beis Yosef, that many of the Olam were Ma'arer, just to bring down the Ikin Akudis. So, first, the Din Torah that we saw in Parshas Azriah is that after a zohar, a woman is tmeya nida, even if she sees no dam, bechlal, she's tmeya like a nida for 7 days. And afterwards, she has 33 days of yumei tar, that even if she sees dam, she's tar. And in a keva, she's tmeya for 14 days, even if she sees no dam. And afterwards, she's tahur for 66 days. The machleik is in the Gemara between Rav and Levi. What's the halacha of a isha after the yumei tuma, before the yumei, when she goes into the yumei tar? Is she tahira even without going to the mikvah or not? Do we say mayan achas or is it shtei mayanis? According to Rav, it's all the dam tome and the dam tahir all comes from the same mayan. And the only way to be matarid is if she goes b'yomi v'tvila tal rachmana. The only way to be matarid is b'gzeris hakosav after she has tvila. And therefore, even though she's in the yomei tahir, she's not going to become tahir. The dam is not going to be dam tahir unless she goes to the mikvah. And according to Levi, no, dam is considered dam tahar even without going to the mikvah. That was the shayla of mayin echad shnei mayanos, and the Gemara paskind like Rav bein lekula bein lechumro that it's all mayin achas. There's another need in the Gemara machlekes dina bayin rava, and that is you may leida she'in araya behem, the 7 days after a zohar and the 14 days after nekeva, that a woman is tmeya midoraisa even if she sees no dam. Let's say Shitaka sees no dam. Can those days be counted towards Zayin Akiyim? For example, a woman who was a Zava before she gave birth, or she became a Zava at the time of birth, and now she has to count Zayin Akiyim. Can the days that are Be'etzem Yimei Leida, that she's Tameh, days of Tumah, do they count as, if she doesn't see dam, can they count as Yimei Taira for Zayin Akiyim? And she'll be able to go to the mikveh. If she didn't see for the first 7 days, she had a girl, she'll be able to go to the mikveh after 7 days, Lachara. That the Beis Yosef says, and the Machaber says, no, she wouldn't be able to because Lamaisa she's Tmeya till day 14. But Be'etzem, as soon as she finishes up the 14 days, she'll be able to go to the mikvah. There, Rav, Rishain, and Paskin, that the Yimei Tuma are Oile, like Rava, except for Rabbeinu Tam, the Paskin's like Abaya. He says that this is the Lamed of Yal Kegam. It does not stand for Lechi Yamin Me'elov, like Rashi learns. Rather, it stands for Yimei Leida. And he holds that we Paskin like Abaya, that Yimei Leida are not Oile B'minyan. That was in the Sugyo. In the Beis Yosef, if we saw any Nidainim of what's the halacha of a Yeledes Bezoiv. That's really coming off of the Machlekes, we saw that there was Machlekes in the Gemara between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. A Yeledes Bezoiv, a woman who was a Zov at the time that she gave birth, and now she has to count Zayin Akiyim. If she counts the Zayin Akiyim, and then afterwards she sees Dam, before she goes to the mikvah, is that dam seisur? Is that dam tame or is that dam tar? Beisil says the dam is metame lach v'yovish. The dam is dam tame, and according to Shammai, the dam is not metame lach v'yovish. In other words, it's tar midaraisa. It's only tar midarabanan. Therefore, it's metame lach v'yovish. The machlekes of Beishami and Beisil is not whether or not it's seisur the zayin nikiim that she already counted. The machlekes in Beishami and Beisil whether or not when somebody touches the dam is that dam tame. However, with regard to whether or not the dam is seisur the Zayin Akiyim that she already counted, that's not a machlekes in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'chlal. That was not a need in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That is machlekes rishonim that we saw that the Torah brings down. That means a woman is a yeledes bezoiv. She has to count Zayin Akiyim. Now she counts Zayin Akiyim. Let's say we pass them like Rava. She counts Zayin Akiyim during the first 7 days after birth. She counts Zayin Akiyim. After she counts Zayin Akiyim, then she sees dam. Is that dam? It's machlokes Beis Shammai still is that dam tamei or not tamei? But is that dam if it's seen b'meitar? Is that dam seisur the Zayin Akiyim that she already counted, or not? Does she have to count another Zayin Akiyim? According to the Ramban, she has to count another Zayin Akiyim. According to the Rosh, she does not have to count another Zayin Akiyim. That's going in a case where she sees dam right afterwards. For example, she has a girl, and she sees dam. She counts Zayin Akiyim right away. Now she's in the second week of Yumei Leida, and she sees dam. Is that dam seisur or not? According to the Ramban, it is seisur, and according to the Rosh, it's not seisur. She's allowed to go to the mikvah right after the 14 days. Now, even in the Ramban, the Mashmois is, if you look at the Ramban in his halacha, the Mashmois is that it's not Be'etzem Soysu the Dam, the Zainakim that she already counted. It's just that she now saw new Dam, and therefore she has to wait Zainakim for the Dam that she saw afterwards. And the Rosh says, no, you do not have to wait Zainakim out this Dam. Why? Because B'nai Yisrael, Lo Yechmir Al Atzman, the Chumra of Reb Zeira is only for Dam which causes Nidus or Zivus. Dam which does not cause Nidus or Zivus, they were not machmer zainikim, and therefore you do not have to wait. You don't have to wait. Another, you don't have to count another zainikim for the dam that she saw afterwards. That's the first machlokes that we saw in with regard to a woman who sees dam after she already counts zainikim before she goes to the mikvah. Is that dam seifer? That's talking about where she sees dam in the yemei leida. Then there's another machlokes. Let's say she counts zainikim. And she doesn't see any dam in Yimei Leido, but before she goes to the mikvah, she sees dam in Yimei Toya. What's the halacha afterwards? In other words, she counts, she had a baby girl. She counted 7 clean days. She did not go to the mikvah yet. She gets to day 15, she's in Yimei Toya, and bang, she sees dam. So now she's in Yimei Toya. Is this dam that she sees in Yimei Toya, says her, or not? That we saw is machlekes between the Rambam and the Rif. The Rambam holds that it's not Seisr. And the Beis Yosef brings down that Rabbeinu Tam holds the same way, that it's not Seisr, the dam that she saw in Yimei Torah is not Seisr. And the Rif holds, no, that it is Seisr. It sounds like he made his own Gzeirah. He made a Gzeirah, what would be if a woman was in the middle of counting Zayinakim from day 12 after she had a girl till day 19. And on day 17, when she's originally in Yimei Torah, but she's still in the middle of her Zayinakim, she sees dam. That's Pasha that's going to be Seisr, even though she's in Yimei Torah. So therefore they said that until a woman goes to the mikvah, any dam that she sees in Yimei Tayar is going to be Seisr. Where's the makar for this? It sounds like the Rif was the makar for this. The Rif Alein was the makar for this. Zero. Kumtais, there's really two nidainim over here that are not shaykh to Beishame Beisila. Beishame Beisila, we're talking about dam that a woman sees after she counts Zainakim before the mikvah. Is that dam Tami or Tar? They were not talking about is that dam Seisr the Zainakim that she already counted. That's a machlokes rishonim, depending on when she saw. If she saw after the Zainakim in the Yimei Tumah, in the Yimei Leido, that's a machlokes in the Ramban and the Rush. If she saw after the Zainakim in the Yimei Toyar, that's a machlokes in the Rambam and the Rif. That's the Beis Yosef. Now I'm just going to, four nekudos that I think almost everybody in the Chabura asked, one way or another, in the Beis Yosef. First of all, the Beis Yosef says that according to the Rush, if a woman counts Zainakim the first week after a girl, and then she sees Dam during the second week, says the Beis Yosef, according to the Rush, if you're boil on Dam Toyar, then that Dam is not Seisr the Zainakim that you counted in the first week. And what is that supposed to mean? Fektabach, what does Dam Toyar have to do with the Dam that you saw in the second week? Dam Toyar is the Dam that you see after the second week, not the Dam that you see in the second week. Dam that you see in the second week is Dam that you may lay though. What shaykh is to boil on Dam Toyar or not boil on Dam Toyar? So Achronim give different answers to Bimazber. The Drisha says, he says, if you hold that you're boil on Dam Toyar, then Kum Tais, all the Dam of Yimei Leida, that means the first 40 days after a boy or the 80 days after a girl, does not have a Shem Dam at all. Why? Because the first 14 days after a girl, 7 or 14 after a baby, is Tamei, even if you don't see any Dam. So the dam plays no nafkamina. And the next 33 days or 60 days is tar, even if she does see dam. So kum tais, the dam that she sees in the first 40 or 80 days does not have a shame dam bichlal. It's like apple juice. Memela kum tais, if that's the case, if you're boil on dam tayar, that means that the dam that you see from in the next 33 days, the next 60 days, doesn't have a shame dam. And the dam that she saw before and also doesn't have a shame dam bichlal, because it's not Simitai, she's going to be tummy. Kum tais, this dam plays no, during Yimei Leida, dam plays no, has no bearing whatsoever. Kum tais doesn't have a shame dam. However, a memela, the dam that she sees in the second week, she's not going to have to wait Zainakim for. Because since I hold your Berlin al dam tayar, that means that dam of the first of Yimei Leida at the beginning, 7 or 14, is automatically tummy. That she's tummy even without the dam. And afterwards she saw her even with dam. Kum tais, that the dam doesn't have a shame dam. You don't have to wait Zainakim for apple juice. Woman sees apple juice in the second week, she doesn't have to wait. As opposed to if you hold Ein Boil on Dam Tayar, Kum Tayar is that you're being misyachas to the Dam of Yimei Leida as Dam, And that's why she has to wait Zainakim for the dam that she sees in the 33 or 66. Mela, the dam that she sees in the second week also is going to have a shame dam. Or Mitzyachas to all the dam of Leda as dam. Komtei, she's going to have to wait Zainakim. As they learned the Drisha. So that's Pshat in the Beit Yosef. The Bach. The Bach says something else. The Bach, because of his kasha on the Beit Yosef, he's Mechadish, a Chiddish that we haven't seen in an entire year learning Nida. And that is, he says, no, it has nothing to do. The dam, according to the Rush, the dam that she sees in the second week is not such to the Zainakim that she saw in the first week, no matter if you're Boil Adam Tayar or not. Even if you're not Boil Adam Tayar, like us, Mizmaninu, nevertheless, the Zainakim is not such. Why not? Because this dam doesn't shaft Midas or Zivas. The whole Gzera of B'nai Tisrael Echmir Latzman means any dam which causes a woman to become a Nida, or even a Zavaktana, he said, no, there's no such thing as Nida, Zavaktana, Zavakdeilo. Everybody becomes a Zavakdeilo. That's only if the dam shafts Nidus or Zivas. But if the dam doesn't shaft Nidus or Zivas, which is like the dam in the second week, which Sai Visai Shi Tami Asleido, then in a Hanami, there's no B'nai Tisrael Echmir Latzman that she has to wait Zainakim for that. And Mamela Filu Bizmanenu, that women are not Baal Adam Tar, the Bach is Mechadish, that there is Dam that comes out of the Makor of Yisho, which is not from a Makkah, which you do not have to wait Zainakim, even in Tafshin Ayin Tes. You do not have to wait Zainakim. Because if she counted Zainakim the first week after Leda, and afterwards she saw Dam, the Dam of the second week of Yimei Leda is not Seisir, the Dam of the first week, because it doesn't cause Nidus is even. And on this, there's two basic questions. The first one, most of the Olam asked. The second one, the Taz asked, the Achrinim asked. The first one, the Olam asked, the only reason, Bizmanenu, that a woman is considered Yeledes Bezoiv, like the Torah says, is because every woman, when they give birth, Ein Psich Zekever B'Leidam. It's Kum Tais that it has to be B'Shas Aleida, that she saw Dam. Kum Tais that she's, out that she's Yeledes Bezoiv, because if she saw Dam, then she's Tmeo. And brings to Sherlech Mir Atma, that any time that a woman sees Dam, she's Tamei like a Zavag Dele. The Shaila is, according to the Bach, L'chur, when there was a Psich Zekever, was for the Leidam. It wasn't for to make her tummy. It didn't shaffer a nida or a zava be'etzem. Be'etzem she was tummy. She's becoming tummy out the fact that it was psich zakeva for the ledo. Memela, since the dam is not shaffing any dinim be'etzem because sai she'd be tummy out the ledo, then lechura there should be no. Why is every woman considered les bezoiv b'nei tesora loyuch mir olasman in such a case? This dam doesn't shaff any dinim b'chlal. Sai she's going to be tummy ledo. The Lech Mesimah is Mesiachas to this, and Betzim, this is what Nerlim Tainan, and that is, he says that, if you look in the Ramban Allah says that Ein Psich Zekever Leidam means that there's a Psich Zekever before the Leidah. Before the Leidah, the woman's already Tomei Alt Leidah, the Hainu. There's a Psich Zekever even before there was a Shas Leidah. Not only that, we saw the Pesach Tshuva, she has to have a Psich Zekever that the woman is going to be still expecting afterwards for the next 4 weeks. But any time that there's a psich zakever, he says koydim leleida. Says the lechem asimla. I efsher sheyiftach rechem levlad bloydam sheyozav mimenu koydim sheyavlad kiyulud. Says the Ramban. Koydim sheyavlad kiyulud. Before there's a shem leida b'chlal, she's already a nida. That means she became a nida before, and the dam did in the chlam the psich zakever did shaf nidus. Now you could ask, Darlam asked, and that is that any dam that comes because of a leida, the same way that we say the dam comes because of a leida. Dam machmas atzma, v'loim machmas leida. So a woman doesn't become a zava be'etzem if the dam was caused by the leida. So l'chur, she shouldn't become a nida if the dam wasn't caused by the leida. The truth is that it's mefurish in the Rambam that that's not the case. Only b'negeh to ziva is there gzeris akasiv of dama. Yosef Zoiv Dama Yamim Rabin Beloy Eith Nidasa. That was the parash that was said by Zava. Only by a Zava do we say that a woman becomes, that if it's Machmas the Leda and not Machmas the Zivus, that she doesn't become a Zava Gdelum. But Al Nidus, it's Mefurish in the Rambam that she becomes a Nida even if it's Machmas the Leda. Therefore, according to the Bach, it's not Shver that why were B'nai Tisrael Echmir Alatman Al Sapsich Zakever? Because the Psich Zakever is before she has the Shem Leidah. She's already becomes a Nida before the Shem Leidah. The second child, which is Shver on the Bach, is like the Tazet. L'chur Dam Tayar. Dam Tayar is your biggest Ryan Ataway. Dam Tayar Bizmanenu. For those that are not Barla Dam Tayar, it's because they held that it's Nichlal Nechumar of Zerah. Dam Tayar does not Shaf Nidus, it does not Shaf Zivus. As a matter of fact, it's Mutter and Gansin. L'chura, if they hold that it's nechal l'chumra of zera, certainly the dam that she sees b'shas b'shvua sheni certainly should be nechal l'chumra of zera. And b'dasa bach l'chura, you have to say that in a chanami he holds like the Rambam. The Rambam says lehedya. We saw in the Beis Yosef. The Rambam holds lehedya that the dam of Yimei Torah was not nechal in Reb Zera. Not only that, if you look at the Rambam inside, the Rambam says you want to know why the dam of Yimei Torah is not nechal in l'chumra of zera. Because it doesn't shaf nidus or zivus. That's what he says. As they stand in Rambam Hedin. Yud Alef Zayin. Says because it doesn't, Yud Alef Vav. Doesn't shaf nidus or zivus. And the Mela in Echanami wasn't nichol in the Chomer of Zir. Why were they machmer at the end of the day? The Goinim are machmer way after of Zir. Why were they machmer? So the Beis Yosef says later on, because not everybody knows when a woman has a shame later. And the Mela, they're going to start counting the 40 days from the wrong time. They're going to wait till the Ayur baby comes down. It's really only from part of it when the head comes out or right. Maybe they're going to mess up in the Zion in the 40 days, and therefore they were machmer. But in Echnamni, Taka wasn't Echon Reb Zera. Reb Zera, they were not machmer. You have no raya from Dam Torah, because Dam Torah was not a chumer of Reb Zera. That's what the Bach holds. That's the second or else the Bach. The Taz learns, he says, Bachla, you learned the Beis Yosef wrong. You learned the Rush wrong. The Rush is only going in the feet of Man Armor that holds in Boyal and Dam Torah. The fee, the man darman that holds in Boyal and Dam Torah, you don't have to wait Zayin Akim al Sadam that she sees in the second week. Why? Because it's not shaykh to count Zayin Akim for that dam. How do you count Zayin Akim on the dam that she saw in the second week? She's in Yumei Torah. That means even if she's going to see dam, she's going to be tar. So how's it shaykh to count Zayin Akim? Because there's no din Akim b'chol. Even if she sees dam, it's going to be tar. So there's no mukum for the Zayin. Heich tasa Zayin Akim. Kim and shoy Sadam shirei by Zayin Akim. Boyal and Alav. How is she going to do Zayin Akim Baklal since she's Boyal Zadam? And it's Tomoa like the Eilim asked. What's going on over here? The only time that the Dam is considered Dam Tar is Dafka if she goes to the Mikvah. But if she doesn't go to the Mikvah, then the Dam is not considered Dam Tar. He passes like Levi. Elamai, you want to say that in Echanami Shitaka went to the Mikvah. And therefore, she's able to. The Be'etzim, the Dam is considered Dam Tar. The shayla is, why can't she count Zayin Akim in Echanami? She'll count Zayin Akim, and the dam that she sees won't be Saisir. We saw that in the Gemara. According to Levi, there's such a tzad. Why? She still can count Zayin Akim. She sees dam, so the dam won't be Saisir. But why doesn't she need Zayin Akim out those days? We passed in the Maisa like Rav. The Gemara said there was such a Matthias, even Lefi Levi, that we would think that maybe it's not Shayach Zayin Akim if you're seeing dam. On that, he says, no. If the dam has the din of dam Torah, you could count Zayin Akim in Echanami. It wouldn't be Saisir. So the truth is, if you look at the Crazy Placey, the Crazy Placey also basically goes like Taz, but he says, in a Chanami, you have to count Zayin Akim. But the Dam is never going to be Saisir. So therefore, that's really what the Rush meant. The Rush meant that you're not going to have to count Zayin Akim outside Dam, because any Dam that you're going to see is not going to be Saisir. Ish line, whether or not you could say Pshat in the Taz. Pardon, this reminds him, it's a different Pshat. But, what? She would have to go to the Mikvah, and then in a Chanami, wait 7 days. And that dam in Echanami Taka wouldn't be Saisir. The last Sa'ara is in Rabbeinu Tam. The LMS in Rabbeinu Tam, the third is a steer in Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam mitzad echad paskins like Abaya and Yalke Gam. That means that we paskin that the Lamed is, Rabbeinu Tam says, is Yimei Leida, that Yimei Leida is not Oyle Lezayinikim. Mitzad Sheni, the Beis Yosef brings down a few lines afterwards, that Rabbeinu Tam holds like the Rambam, that if a woman counted Zayin Akim in, and then she saw Dam in Yimei Toyar before she went to the Mikvah, then that Dam is not Saisim. How did she count Zayin Akim? Rabbeinu Tam holds you can't count Zayin Akim. Yimei Leid is not Oyle Ben Bechla. What is he talking about? How did you count Zayin Akim? So L'chur, you have to be Madcha, that in Echanami, and I saw the Sidra Torah talking to him like this, he says that you. In Echanami, after Zetanayim, that it's talking about, she counts. She got out of her Yimei Leida. She went to the mikvah. She counted Zayin Akim, and before she went to the mikvah a second time, then she saw Adam in Yimei Torah. That Adam in Echanami is Takanat Taisim. A lot of the Eilim made the same cheshbon. They have to say that Lachero Azayz Mucha and the Sidra Torah. They have to say Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam. That's just in the Tursa of the Shmaitza, trying to be Sachas and Nekudus that the Eilim had a lot of trouble with over the past week. Getting to the Halacha, Simukuf Tzadi Dalet. The Mechaber says, "Sefal if you led us, afilu leiro sadam, tmeya kinido, bein yoldachai, bein yoldamei, safilu nefil. Bekama hemi yimei tumaso, achshav bezman hazeh, kol yoydis, chashuvis yoldis bezeiv. Yitzich lispor shivin akim, everybody that gives birth is like your ledis bezeiv, and she needs zayin akim. Nimtas oimer, she led the zocher yeshev zayin lalid, vizayin lalikim, lezivo. Ve led zayin lalikim, yeshev shvoyim lalido, vizayin lalikim lezivo. It sounds like that Yimei is not Oyla Behem, and then he continues and he says that it is. Yimei Leida, Shem Zayin Lezachar, Yidal HaNekevo, and Leirel Sabahen, Oyla Tzvir Zivatsa. Yim Shomu Zayin Nekim, Maseich Yidal HaNekevo, Rezu Asura, Adel Tezvov, Yim Tavla Kwein Lachin, Leosu Lachimah. This halacha, out of the long Beis Yisra that we saw on the whole sugya, basically the only halacha that comes out, the halacha, it's hard to say Lamaisa, because it's not to Lamaisa, but the only halacha which comes out is the halacha, is that the Zayin Yimei Leida and the of a Zachar and the Yudalad Yimei Leida of an Akeva, a woman could count during those days. If she doesn't see them, she could count during those days the Zayinikim. As long as she doesn't see them afterwards. She's done afterwards, we pass them that she's going to, she says to her, she has to count again. But if she doesn't see afterwards, Be'etzem, she's allowed to go to the mikvah after she finishes Yimei Leida. If she counts from day 5 after birth till day 12 after birth, she has to wait another 2 days till day 14, after day 14. Then she could be table. If she was table beforehand, she has to be table again. Loi also latri like the mechaber pasan, she has to go again. It's la locha and it's not so la maisa, because I haven't heard yet that someone was able to count Zayinikim within the first 2 weeks. Even starting, you don't have to count entire Zayinikim in the first 2 weeks. You could start on day 14 also. But I haven't heard anybody that started that early, that you should be able to count Zayinikim that early. And even by a C-section, which we'll see at the end of the simen, Be'etzem, if a woman does not see any dam from the makar from Oysa Mokrin b'shas C-section, then she's not Tameo. However, the Metzias is that even maybe b'shas birth she doesn't see, after birth she certainly does see, and even then when they took out most of the dam b'shas Leido, nevertheless it's quite uncommon that a woman should be able to clear up before day 14 to start counting Zayinikim. The Ramah brings down, he says, La'achar zayin lezachar yidal anakevim, muteres labayil miyad, me'achar shesachar zayin akim, v'lei chodzavar also, mi'u yesh mekoy meshenoigin shem teichmen lezachar v'shmeinim minakevim. Vein la'atir b'mokam shenogu yisr, la'achmir, al'mokam shein menik, ein la'achmir klal, rak miyad achar shesachar zadam, achar zayin lezachar yidal anakevim, v'sav zayin akim, muteres labayil. The Ramah brings down this minig, which is brought down, which the Beis Yosef quoted, which the Ramah already talks about, and he says it's the minig of tzedokim. And he says you should be mevatelet if you could. And that is that women were not tevil till after day 40 for a zachar, after day 80 for an akeva. Now, he says, la'alacha, ein lahat r'mach v'shanoi gala achmir, but if they don't have a minig, then you could be meko. The Ramah does not bring down the reason why there is this minig. And it's very schwer to understand what's pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah, what could possibly be the reason for the minig? So we saw that Achrayim brought down kama tanim. The Ramah himself in Darkei Moshe, he brought down a reason that they were choishes for Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, the Paskins like Abaya, that you're not allowed to count Zayin Akim Yimei Leida. Memela, they said you have to wait till Achar Yimei Leida to start counting Zayin Akim. And therefore, the only way to start would be if she went to the mikvah after Yimei Leida, and we're not ready to go to the mikvah. So you have to wait till after the Yimei Leida are over, the 40 to 80. It's not clear why she didn't have to go to mikvah then, the Ramah says. And then you can start counting Zayinikim. According to that, you can't be tevil after day 40. You have to first wait till after 40 and then count Zayinikim. So how did the Ramah go ahead and say that you're allowed to be tevil after day 40? He says, right? He says, She'ein tevil in toich mem lezachar. Mashman that you can be tevil after mem aleph. That's not true according to this svara. Lachar, you have to wait till mem zayin and pei zayin. After 7 days. The other second pshat we saw is the Bach. The Bach brings down a pshat that there were choshish for the Bahag. The Bahag says that there's a minig, there's a the Gemara says in Psachim, that a woman is asura on Leil Pei Mem Aleph and Leil Pei Aleph. The night after she changes, she leaves her Yumei Toyar of a Zachar and a Keva, she's asura, she has to be purish on that night. What's the reason why? The Bahag says it's Kiyom Vesta. Since she's now going to Yimei Toyar to Yimei Tuma, it's Kiyom Vesta, and therefore she has to be Purish. Memela, since she has to be Purish in that night, they were Choshish that maybe they're going to forget to be Purish in that night. So they astered the entire 40 days till after that night, and that entire 80 days till after that, the following night. The problem is that L'chura, the Ramah doesn't say that either. The Ramah does not mention that you have to wait till after Mem Aleph. He says you just have to wait till after Mem. It doesn't say you have to wait till after Mem Aleph. And not only that, that's the Ikr Tam. The whole 40 days are only us because of Mem Aleph. How can you not mention that you have to wait till after Mem Aleph? He doesn't even bring down, he doesn't even mention the other minig, Bachlal, to be Purish Mem Aleph and Pei Aleph. It's very straight to say that that's the Tam when he doesn't bring down, when he tells you it's Mutter right after Mem, and he doesn't even bring down the other Tam, the other minig, Bachlal. Not only that, it's a chutz ksas tamua vos epithet out of all vestes. They were choishes for this vest more than any other vest, that maybe a woman should always be asura, because maybe she's going to forget to be choishes for her aflava. She should be asura. What's the pshat? They were choishes for this vest more than any other vest, and they're asura everybody for 80 days, because maybe she's going to be choishes for vest at a time that she's ba'atim misulek is dumb. The vest is coming at a time that ba'atim she has a din misulek. So after we make tayar, she's not seeing anymore, she has din misulek for the next 2 years. We're being choishes for a vest that she's ba'atim misulek is for more than any other vest, and therefore asking all 40 or 80 days. The chur, it's quite a chiddush. Maybe that's found the Ramah. The Ramah tells you can't be tayyibah teich mem, which is mashma that you could be safer as long as you can't go to the mikvah till after mem. But the sviri doesn't have a problem. It's mashma mem aleph you could go to be tayyibah. According to the Ramah, learning the Ramah, can I be tayyibah mem aleph? Ain't tayyibah in teich mem, but mem aleph I could be tayyibah. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, I have to wait Zayinikim after the man. I can't be tayyibah to mem Zayin. He's talking about that you're being tayyibah? Yes. Then what do you have to wait? If you're being tayyibah, Takas, then there's no reason b'chol you have to wait till 40. The whole Rambam said, the only reason I have to wait till we tayyibah is because I have to get ayyumay later. We're not knowing two tefillahs. But if we're knowing two tefillahs, then right away I can do it. After day 14 or after day 7. Then there's no reason b'chol to wait till 40 or 80. Zichur, according to Rambam, you're not being tayyibah two tefillahs. V'chur, the other pshat you could say, is like the shach. The shach brings down another pshat, derech, from the levush, which is al derech derivash, that mipnei shu kol kach karv leidasa adamim mituyim behem. Dam is matzi during these days, since it's right after birth, and choshen shemi yiruv leyargishu. He says, we're choshen that maybe she's going to see and she's not going to chaf and she's not going to be tmeil. Says the shach is matzi, and he says, chashash v'choykin yi, because the mamakach, adam torahim in a torah. Even if it's going to happen, the ma'isa adam is dam tor. But you could say that the Ramah holds, like the Ramah says in the last line of the Ramah, that we're misyachas bizmanenu to dam toyar as regular dam. Mamela, there's such a minig that since there's always the possibility that she might taka be tummy, she's not going to realize, and the ma'isa or misyachas to this dam is dam toyar as dam tummy, therefore they were purged for these 40 or 80 days. Because we see in the Torah that those are Yumei Torah, that there's Dam is Matsu. Rashi says, the truth is Rashi and Daf Chof says that during the Yumei Torah of Kol Mem LeZachar or Pein LeNekevo Mayin Pasuach. Rashi and Daf Chof Mubein. So we see that in Echanam Yitaka has a din of Mayin Pasuach. It is more Matsu during these days, and therefore there'd be an inin to wait. La Loch LeMaisa, I never heard that there is anybody that's Noeg LeMaisa to pass them like that. The Pesach brings down that the Chochmas from the Chochmas Adam that the Medina's Elu Nogu Baheter, and he brings down from Rebbe Yehuda also that he said if he could be Mevatel the Menik, he would be Mevatel the Menik. And he says Kama Mechshelim Arbon Ayideh. What are the Kama Mechshelim? If you look at the crazy places enumerates the Kama Mechshelim. He says Berfat Bederes Halolos Sheishlochus LaKama Averis Pritzus V'Hira Aver V'Kishuledas Kerech Monatzlam V'Avisenu Ravim. Then he says, afterwards, he says, Mamela, he says, the Chacham Tzvi in Hamburg, and afterwards in Prague, and myself in Mitz, he says, we all got up and were Mevatel the Minig. And the Aruch HaShulchan says afterwards, that, Kimdu Ata Kimdumani, Eina Minig Azeh B'Shumachin. He says, Imrak B'Yachot Elisper Zayin Akim Tispor, V'Teil Chamikmu Teres Labayla. It's interesting, the crazy place, he says, Hitirnu L'Nashim Litvol Tekif Ba'amden V'Alichos L'Beis HaKnesses, Shudal Etshfuh Sachar Leidah. He said that they allowed the woman to go to the mikvah 4 weeks after Leda, which is pretty quick also, which means she already started counting at 21. She's able to go to mikvah by day 28. Lamaisa, the Shevet Alevi says that when he came to Zichron Meir, the Chazanish made him the Rav of Zichron Meir. He asked the Chazanish, should he be noeg like this? The Chazanish said, no, we're not noeg to this Chumrah. However, the Shevet Alevi says there are misyaitzim, not just doctors, but he says, the Shvus Yaakov says, brings down, that a woman is very weak after birth and is kedai to wait a few weeks after birth. Exactly how many? In the case of place, he felt that 4 weeks was enough. Nowadays they say 6 weeks. Obviously, depends on every scenario how it is. However, min ha'alocha we paskin lekula that we do not wait 40 and 80. Also practicality. I know some people that like to go to the mikvah that it should be more practical, even if they're not going to be mishamish. Whether yes, whether no, if they speak to the doctor and the rav. But ha'alocha lemaisa in a chanami we're mekel. That's with regard to being tevil only after 40 or 80. Then there's the other minig, which we mentioned now, which the Rambam does not mention b'chlal, and that is to be purish on mem aleph and pei aleph. Is it a minig? Is halacha? It's bresim. It's brought down in Aviv Sochim from Furush Chazal that Rabbi Yosi min Hutzel says that you're supposed to be purish on leil mem aleph and leil pei aleph. The question is, it's not exactly clear what the reason is. Why do you have to be purish? The Taz understood that the ikar reason why you have to be purish is because you were mutter for the last 40 days, the last 80 days, and now you're going to be usher afterwards, and therefore, since you're so ruggled to be boil even though you're seeing dam, therefore you were choishes that maybe she's going to be boil even afterwards when it's dam tummy. They made a hefstick of a night to make sure that to be mafrish being dam le dam, dam toyer and dam tummy, and therefore she's supposed to be purish and leil mem aleph leil pei aleph. Memela says the Taz, bizmanenu, that we're not boil adam tar. So she wasn't ruggled to be purished the last 40 days. Memela in a chanam of the taker is no tam whatsoever to be purished on mem aleph and pei aleph. And in a chanam of the halacha, it's not a problem. The shach seems to be machmir. Because the shach says that in Sifkot and Dalet, he says by a nefel, he says by a nefel, a bal nefesh should be machmir to be purish leil mem aleph and pei aleph. They're talking about, I don't know if the bal nefesh is to be machmir for the etzem minu, for the din, or the bal nefesh is to be machmir also mem aleph and also pei aleph. But he says that a bal nefesh should be machmir even by a nefel to be mafresh mem aleph or pei aleph. Certainly, l'chor, according to the Netzach Kol Shekein, that by a regular leido, certainly there would be an inyan, according to this, for Baal Nefesh to be machmer. However, l'halach l'maisa, it seems that the Rambam himself in Shuvah and Tzadi Dalet, he says that the minig is not to be perish on mem aleph. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, b'emesh lo shamanu mi'oilim lochesh b'zman hazeh, and that's what the Shemir Levi says also, that there's no minig to be choshesh. Now this is only going, really, if the tam is that the minig is to be boil adam tayar. However, there's another reason that's brought down, that the Taz brings down, and that is the reason of the Bahag. Pesach brought down. The reason of the Bahag, that leil, since she's going from Yimei Toyar to Yimei Tumah, the leil mem aleph and leil pei aleph is like kiyom vestal. And since it's kiyom vestal, she has to be purish. What does it mean it's kiyom vestal? The Olam had a lot of trouble. What does it mean it's kiyom vestal? The Baruch Hashem, we're in good company. Is the Ravid at the end of Shaar Tikkun HaVestis, he quotes the Bahag and he asks four questions on the Bahag. He says, the first of all, he says, this woman has a vest kavua beforehand. So she doesn't have to be chishish for a vest she'ina kavua. This is the chur no legar from vest she'ina kavua. He says, even if, and what, let's say this woman is ruggled to see always by day, then the day that she should be purish, even if you want to be chishish for a vest she'ina kavua, she should only have to be chishish during the day, which is always the Shas vest. And even if he says, if she doesn't have a vest kavua, this woman is mitzulekes dam. She's a minekes. Even if it comes to the yomei, even if it comes to the yom haves mamish, she doesn't have to be burying, she doesn't have to be purish. So how can you tell me that we're going to be choshish for a zman, which is not her regular zman vest, but yomei at a time that she's vest mitzulekes dam? What is this yomei toyer b'chlal? What is this yom vest b'chlal? So the truth is that it would be gishmak to say that l'fi Levi is very good. L'fi Levi, you're turning off the shtei mayonis. So she's stopping the mayon atoyar, and she's turning on the mayon atame. That's like a shas vesta, because there's something new that's going on over here. In a chanami, it's dafka at the night, because that's the time that the dam is coming. It's like a new, it's a new zman for re'iyas dam. The only problem is, we don't pass on l'fi Levi. The truth is, if you look at the marshal, is based on the smag. This is the Achrayim bring down, the Lechem HaSimla brings down the Mashal. He says, the Mashmoy says that in Echram, he understood that the Smag, that this whole din is only in Levi. Tak in Levi. Maybe Rabbi Yosef min Hutzel, who said this halacha, tak a pasim like Levi. And maybe in Echram, the Bahag wasn't saying it, Alibi the Hilfa, so according to Rav. It's certainly not the Mashmoy of everybody that's handling, they should have just said the Smag is, what is basically bringing down Bechal? It's going in Levi, it's not going in Rav. But Mashmoy is that in Echnami that it's a Yom Vest. It's not clear exactly what the Yom Vest is. It's interesting, they bring down on the bottom of the Shiras Devera tour, look it up inside, it's Mufurish like that, in the Bahag does not take Yom Vest though. The Bahag says, since she's leaving Yimei Toyar and starting Yimei Tumah, Memelet Ketchilas Nido. It's like she's Tchilas Nido and therefore she should be Purish. What does it mean Tchilas Nido? So it could mean Tchilas Nida means exactly like the rest of the Rishonim learned. That's now she's become Tchilas Nida means now her dam is becoming dam tamei, and therefore she has to be chayish for it. So therefore they said to be purish. According to that, even the Bahag would be masking to the rest of Rishonim, and then certainly there's no reason to be purish and memalaf or payalaf because b'manenu we're not knowing to be well on dam tayer. Certainly, and certainly Aliyah b'Tochasta that is the minik. She didn't even. Well, choishes that maybe she's going to see. Choishes that maybe she's going. No, we're not. It's just to be mafresh between the meitar and the meituma. Since for the last 40 days the dam has been dam tar, so now it's tchilas nida. She's now becoming a nida. If she sees dam, she's going to be a nida, and she's not used to that. So there, yes, yeah, there. Like the rest of the Rishonim learned that Eicham is just to be mavdal between dam and dam. Now, how do we pass him and get to dam tayar? So the Ramah says at the end, Afagav Nireis Adam Torhu, Kfar Poshan Aminag, Bechol Yisrael She'im Berlam Adam Toyar, Vidina Kesher Adam Lechol Dover. Lamaisa the Halacha, Lamaisa is Bizmanenu, that no one is, even though the Raman says, Shemati Shariyim, Betzorfez Berlam Adam Toyar. Lamaisa the Ramah says, we already saw in the Rishonim, the Ogre says, Lo Shemati, not in Ashkenaz, not in anywhere in Tzorfez, that they're Berlam Adam Toyar, and that is certainly the Minag, that no one is Berlam Adam Toyar. Are there any nafkuminas lahalach lamaisa in the gate of dam tar? So we saw in the Pesach Shuvah, the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Rebbe Yehuda that if a woman in the middle of Tashmish sees dam, then he does not have to be perish, vave or mace, because since the maker then the dam is dam tar. It's no different than dam basulim, even though we're machmer, but ben to Tashmish, you're allowed to be going with the Tashmish. The Pesach Shuvah is mitzayin to what he says himself in Nachas Tzvi, and the Hagoyis on the side, and the Nachas Tzvi is chaylik. So he says it's different than dam tar. It's even than Dam Basulim. Dam Basulim, if you don't let you be Gerim in the Bia, you're not going to start in the first place. Over here, because he's expecting to see Dam Shas Tashmish. Over here, he's not expecting to see Dam Shas Tashmish. Mamela is not going to be Purish before him. There's no Libri Nek Kfayo Purish. But in a Hanami, if a woman sees in the middle, then she's going to have to be Purish. And that's how most Paiskim go. I think Paiski is Ma'nenu Lamaisa. The Shev Levi says that's how we Paskin. And in a Hanami, if she takes a dam, then she would have to be perish. Now, what happens if she says nitmeisi or I had aragasha? Does he have to be perish in that case or not? So we saw in Simikuf Pehe that there's a chavis da. The chavis da says that if a woman in the middle of tashmish says that she had aragasha, nitmeisi says you don't have to be perish because since you can't be mavchem mishas tashmish between a aragasha and the ever tashmish. Really, she made a mistake. Really, you don't have to be perish. Unless she sees dam. If she sees dam, then she says for sure that I had a hargasha of dam. But if she says that I had a hargasha or nikmeisi, then psich lemakar, whatever it is, then in a chanami, you don't have to be perish. La'alach la'maisa many achrenim were chalik on them, the Pardes Yomayim, among others, they said, it's a safek daraisa. How can you take such a chance? Now, l'chiro, when it comes to dam tayar, it's only a safek darabanan, safek of a minig b'chlal. We should be go like this chavis das. If a woman does not say that she's short saw dam, he would not have to be perished in such a case. L'chur, according to be even the machmirim keneged the chavis das, l'chur, the tam wouldn't apply over here. L'chur. Now, even if you want to say that no, l'mais the Rama says that dam kichol davar, and that means if she says in the middle you have to be choish that kilu dam nida and you have to be perished baby me. Nevertheless, if he wasn't Purish Bever Meis, that even the Nachas Tzvi says, leaning Kapara, we're not going to slam him like he was over on a Boil and Nida. For sure, it doesn't have that same Chumrah. It's not going to have the same Chumrah. It's only like Dam Tayar. Another Nafkamina that we saw is the Shach says that a woman can't be Machzik herself. In Kuf Pei Zayin, Sifkot Lamed Beis, that a woman can't be Lamed Gimel, can't be Machzik herself as a Raya Machmas Tashmish in the Yamim of Yimei Tayar. On the base. In the Yomim of Yimei Tayar. Because the crazy place is Taka Chirlik, the Pesach Shuvah brings down, because it's all Mayan Echad. The Shach, the Stimus Hashach is that in a Hanami she would not be able to imachzik herself. And certainly the Achrayim are mitzarif that, Chasam Sefer and others are mitzarif that, B'mokam HaTzirich, that a woman should not be considered a Ramat. The last Nidin is the next Pesach Shuvah, the end of the Pesach Shuvah. The Pesach Shuvah says, what happens if a woman sees dam bimei tayar? So she's tummy. She has to go to the mikvah. Does she make a bracha on the tefillah? This, he continues and he says, b'etzem, any time that we have a suffix, Do we make Safek Kesem anytime that a woman is the Safek? Do you make a bracha on the tefillah in such a case? Benegeta Dam Tayar, the Maisi brings down from Reid Behuda, She'in Veloy Verafi Biyadi. The Reid Behuda didn't want to, Shiva Mahava was the Talmud of the Reid Behuda, said that yes, Reid Behuda. The Behuda did not have a clara answer. If you look at the Dogma of Ovet and Yano, Nagoyt, and the Shulchan Aruch, by him it's Pasha, you do not have to make a bracha. Then he's Mitzayim Lech Sam Sofer, the Sam Sofer is Pasha to him that you do have to make a bracha. Certainly you have to make a bracha, Atminig, Atidish Teri Simecha, you make a bracha, and that's how we pass in Allah al Maisel, the place can go. Shabbat says that is certainly the minig that we do. We are table on Dam Tayar. Not only that, even on a kesem of Dam Tayar, which is lechera a double. It's every kesem is a suffix. Only darabanan. Suffix b'chalav came from her. Even on a kesem of Yimei Tayar, we'd still go to the mikvah and make a bracha. The question is every other case of a suffix, and this is not so uncommon. Sometimes the person brings something to the pesach. The pesach says it's very borderline. I can't be mekel. Can't be mekel, too borderline, can't be mekel. Is it for sure no good? Not for sure no good. You can't be mekel. Or this is something which also happens, people are in the boondocks. This happens very often, they go to Chutz Laaretz or wherever they went to, and they don't have anybody to ask. They had a shayla. Somebody once called me up from Vienna that his wife saw something and they're not sure, and she flushed it down the toilet. So what are you supposed to do in such a case? They're on vacation, what are you supposed to do? But no, so in the Hanami, in such a case that she doesn't, the problem is over there, she didn't have anything to ask, so there's no reason to save it. But she thought it was pink or red or something. Yeah, Suffolk. What do you do in such a case? So they're machmir Suffolk, because they don't know what to do. People that are, they don't have a Suffolk, what are you supposed to do? You're machmir Suffolk. So now they're machmir Suffolk. So she comes and she's not tummy that time. It's not tummy. So then, do you make a bracha when you go to the mikvah or not in such a case? Be'etzem, you can ask this question also. Let's say, what happens if somebody usually asks a certain pesik, and the pesik is usually mekel? That also happens to me. A guy comes to me and says, I always ask a certain pesik, and he tells me that as long as it's not a certain amount, then it's not a problem. He's in Chutz Laaretz now. This is the question. Now, had it been that amount, it would be a problem. If you'd asked me, I would have said it is a problem. I pleaded the fifth. But in such a case, what are you supposed to do? I would be machmer, his pesik he knows is always mekel. So, is that considered something that, even though the second pesik is being machmer mechumra, maybe because misafik, but by him it's a vadai. It's just by the first pesik it's pasha that it's not a problem. What do you, what? That. That, yeah, that's with colors. That's because the Chora, according to this in the Hanami, he's saying that I know for sure that this amount the pesach would be mekel. So that's why he was asking in the first place. He just doesn't want to take that achayah. He's waiting for the rabbi to say it. The rabbi should go to him. Yes. Namti Shiva Mikishuru, like the Gemara says. What do you do in such a case? So if you really, you could ask the Shaila Be'etzem on any mara. Any mara bismanenu, roiv of the maras bismanenu, the reason why we're tama them, the ones that are clearly red, the women aren't bringing in bachal. Often. The ones that are clearly red. Alamayit, the ones that are borderline. And even if it's reddish, but maybe that's noitel admimus, maybe that's not noitel admimus, they bring it in to find out. Many of the, at least 50% on the maras, were matami because it's noitel admimus. Noitel admimus is a sasafik. Is it adam or is it not adam? In such a case, the chara will only be matami misafik. The safik of the chumra of the rishenim. It's not in chazal. Chazal we find that not everybody's bikiyim, but it's only in the Rishanim that we find that ein latam ishum, ein latar ishum dam harikul admimus. Shachming down. So is that also it's only a chumra? So there it could be that in a chanami klal is already machmer themselves, everybody's makabal, like the Rishanim say, as the chumra of no different than dam tayar, and therefore in a chanami it's machmer. The question is, in a case where some person is machmer misafik, or the paisik is machmer because it's borderline. So the truth is that it's not clear in the Paiskim. Kama mipaiski is manenu, bring down Lubashiyoiz, and the Badi Shulchan, and the Pesachinida. They bring down the Rina Hanami in a case where it's a Suffolk, then it's not clear. You shouldn't make a bracha. Some people say that you should ask another lady to have you in mind. There's often more than one bar. They go to a different bar, and even there's sometimes a heftik in between the two bars. And she'll say the bracha and you have it in mind. Try convincing a woman to do that. Not a chance. Somebody might be mocking my voice. No way. Unless, some women really don't care, but it's not certain. Most not. Most of them are not that way. Memele nechanami, it's not that practical. Some people, I think Yisrael actually just gave chabur on this last week, that some people, he's learning Tfilas Kelim, some people say that you could take a kli and be tovel the kli, but etzem, even though the bracha on Tfilas Kelim is al Tfilas Kelim, or if it's one kli, al Tfilas Keli, nevertheless, if the bracha is not ma'akiv, and we said al Tfilas, it's not a problem. So she could go ahead and take a spoon and go in with the spoon. However, most persons say that you're not supposed to be mishana, even if you were mishana, it's not ma'akev, lechatchila not to be mishana mitbeyat yishtov v'chachamim, maybe that's not really such an eitzah either. Practically, what do you do? So there, the Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Reish, he says, ein tvila b'lay bracha. He says, even on a safik, even by a kesem, even on a safik kesem, he says, ein tvila b'lay bracha. I saw that the Shevet Alevi in Simon Reish, he's Mer, he says, where does he know this from? However, there are many of the G'dele Achreinu that in Hanami, the Rav Shlomo Kluger in Tuf Tavan Das, he says, Lo shamanu shitzarech lishol b'mikves ateveles imzut tvilis vaday oisafik. Shitzarech lishol amir hayram nevarech. He says, Mamelo, always mevarech misafik. Tzadok HaKoyin, he also brings down from the Tferes, Shevelevi brings down from the Tferes Tvil. Tzadok HaKoyin, he says, Birch Tvilis Nida is not a bracha on the Chiv Tvilo. It's on the fact that she's Tameo. And Mamela's Pachlamitz is a Torah to be Tervo when a person is Tamei, and Kokama that she, even Misafik, she's going to have a din of Tumah. Mamela, even if she's not Mechuyev Betam in the Tvila, nevertheless, she's going to be able to be Mvarech. The Shevet Levi seemed to go Halach Lamaisa not that way. He says, by a Kesem that Ramatam Misafik, he says, Lafame Misafik Rochik. He says, then we're only like a Chomer Ba'alma, Yishlem Misafik Brachas Lahakam. And you shouldn't. But he says, any place where they're mevarach on all tefillahs, in ha'aracharem, like the Tufatam, like Shlomo Kluger says. I never heard, up until today, I asked somebody, I never heard of anybody that was told not to make a bracha on a tefillah. It happens to be that most of the time, it's really not negiah. Because most of the shailas that come up are, and on bedikus ukedema, are in the middle when she's already tummy. She already got her period, and now she saw a shaila on a bedikah. So she's side by side, she has to go to the tefillah out of the fact that she got her vest anyhow. And not only that, even when she does the bedikah on day 30, and she's tahira, and it comes out borderline, and we tell them to be machmer, very often she'll get her vest afterwards. That she shouldn't get her vest, it's not so common. Somebody did tell me today that there was a shayla on toilet paper, and they asked the Paisik said in the Chanami, they shouldn't make a bracha. For whatever reason, they were machmer to be matame, and they said not to make a bracha. I haven't heard that, Lamaisa. I remember myself asking a mait, this is also, I think it was in Rasa Bin Zainakim, I can't remember. It was about 17 years ago, because I think it was during Shan Rishayna. And a choshava, a very choshava rav here in Yerushalayim, that I showed him a mara, and he told me, Kem and Mekel Zain, you could be Mekel. So I said, what does that mean? So he starts doing Drisha V'chatira. Are you holding Shan Rishayna? And are you a man? Where are you holding? That means that if it's a shasat chak, and this is talked about many times, if it's a shasat chak, it'll be mekel. So you're mashmi, it'll be mekel. They're borderline. Mamela, you have what to rely on, and therefore certain browns, certain price kim, the chatzilo, they're machmoran. However, if it's a shasat chak, it'll be mekel. So mamela, in such a case, that means that betim, they themselves hold that meker, and then it's mutter. They're going to be tamar, it's not a shasat chak. In such a case, they're going to tell the woman not to be tevil with a bracha, loy shamanu, that's the firzach, kim dumani, rave of the time. And a chanami, a woman makes a bracha. If it's mamash a safik, it's a far out safik, then tasa sheilas chacham.